genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're on every day, Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock here on KKZZ AM 1400, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura County. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura. If all of this sounds like National Public Radio, well, you're getting the idea. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is NPR done right. If you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the county, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because I've got some tickets to give away for tomorrow. We've got a bus going up to the Chumash Casino, and you can be on that bus. All you need to do is call in and reserve yourself a seat. Not only do you get a bus trip up to the casino, you get $50 in spending money to spend on gambling, and you also get free lunch and some goodies on the trip up and on the trip back. So if you want to be part of that tomorrow, you can call us at 639-0008 and we'll get you on the bus. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is Virtues That Made America Great. All of my three guests will be talking about American virtues. My first guest will talk about waking up to the virtues that made America the greatest country in world history. My next two guests exhibit virtues of serving the public good. They're going to do something, and we're going to do something a little bit different. We're going to interview all the candidates running for the Port Hueneme School Board, sort of my ability to talk about local politics, because after all politics is local, if you believe Tip O'Neill. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. My first guests, David and Andrea Reiser. David is a Senior Vice President of Wealth Management at Morgan Stanley Smith Barney. He's a graduate of Rensselaer Polytechnical Institute, RPI for short, and he holds an MBA from the Lally School of Management and Technology and MS from the College for Financial Planning. In his free time, David loves fine dining, Broadway theater, body surfing, and his four sons, and spending time with his four sons at the beach. If you haven't guessed, they're calling us from New York, Connecticut area. Andrea Reiser, his wife, is a graduate of Boston University College of Communication. Andrea has many roles. She's an alarm clock, a banker, a censor, a chauffeur, a cheerleader, a chef, chief justice, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you haven't guessed, she is a mom. Welcome to the show, David and Andrea. How are you doing today?
We're doing great. Thanks so much for having us.
Well, thank you. And you're the authors of this brand new book, Letters from Home, A Wake-Up Call for Success and Wealth. It's a beautiful book. Well done. I want to commend you on that. Looking at the book, the basic theme of the book is that America has kind of lost its way. And in the current recession is just proof of the fact that we've lost our way. Well, in fact, we've had 13 recessions since the Great Depression, and including this current one. Each time that we have one of these recessions, there are pundits out there that are saying America has lost its way. What makes it different this time? Why did you choose to write Letters from Home now?
Well, I think economically we can speak about problems that we've had in a capitalistic society, and everything isn't going to go well, and the effect of it not going well is a recession. I think we're in a bigger problem at this moment than we've ever been in the history of our great country. You know, the national debt is completely out of control. Business leaders are greedy. Young people are disrespectful. And an enormous amount of people, especially our young people, are interested in grabbing entitlements rather than working hard and pursuing the American dream.
All right. Well, now, how is that different than, say, the 1930s, where we had the Great Depression, which is the next closest depression that this one is being compared to? How is that different than then? Because you had people that were, you know, they were listening to that jazz back then instead of rock and roll. They were being disrespectful. Things were changing. In fact, all of society was in a turmoil.
There's many things that are different than back then. Number one is freedom wasn't looked at as an entitlement back then. Freedom was looked at as a great gift that the United States had. The United States was looked at as the land of opportunity. where you could escape persecution from others abroad and come here and build a family and educate yourself and work hard and pursue the American dream. That problem, the problem that exists today, is the American dream is becoming a distant memory for so many people, especially with the number of people that are trying to piggyback on the success of others. And we've forgotten that education is the way to escape poverty, that hard work is something that is a privilege to have in this country, and the ability to do. You know, right now, 50% of all of our youngsters out there think that they would rather have an apprenticeship with a reality TV star than be the president of a major university or a major company. We're in a sad shape right now, and if we don't change and go back to some of these virtues that made our country great, we could change the shape of America forever.
All righty. Well, I'm glad that you mentioned education, because, as you know, education is a theme running throughout our show today. But in your book, Letters from Home, A Wake-Up Call for Success and Wealth, you've actually outlined 15 virtues. And these are the virtues that are going to help return America to the greatness. Now, I'm interested that you started with education, and since that fits into the theme today, you know, you've identified as one of your heroes in the book a man by the name of John Dodig, and he's a hero when it comes to public school education. Why is he a hero? Why did you choose to start with education as the first virtue?
Education is the foundation for everything. It's what everything in your whole life is built on. It's how you can get ahead. John Dodig is actually the high school principal in our community, and he's been in education for about 40 years, or a little more than that, actually, and has taught in every place from very, very poor inner-city schools to affluent communities, and has really seen what it takes for kids to get ahead. And, you know, what he says rings so true, that manufacturing jobs, which used to be, you know, the bread and butter of our country, they're gone. And so kids these days really need to learn a lot more skills in order to be able to survive, you know, and be employed and be able to participate in what this country has to offer in the future.
Well, I agree that kids do have to learn more skills. And as John points out in your book, that one of the skills that they need to learn is to be a lifelong learner. That learning doesn't stop at the time you graduate from high school or go on to college and graduate from college, does it?
Absolutely. Learning never ends. Whether you're in school, in college, just graduated, in the work world, or retired, things change. The world changes every single day. So whether it's learning a new skill, whether it's learning different technology, you have to be adaptable and able to learn, because that's the way the world works these days. It's not that, you know, it used to be you'd be in a job and perhaps bolting, you know, screwing bolts onto a car, and that's what you did for 40 years until you retired. Today, that's not what happens. And with the economy the way it is now and looks to be going, you've got to be able to adapt and be flexible and learn a new skill, be able to pick up a manual and say, yep, I can learn how to do that. I'll take the job.
Ah, great. We're talking to Andrea and David Reiser, everybody. Their latest book is Letters from Home, A Wake-Up Call for Success and Wealth. It outlines 15 virtues that's going to get the United States back on track to the greatness that we have once had. Now, looking at the book, David and Andrea, many of the virtues that you list there kind of throwbacks to what would be considered Warden June Cleaver 1950s ideals: hard work, accountability, resilience, patience, self-discipline, et cetera, et cetera. Skeptics might say that these virtues are old-fashioned and out of date. Why are they more important today more than ever?
Well, first we have to, you know, pay our condolences, because June Cleaver, the
passed away yesterday. Yes.
So, you know, there was nothing wrong with the way things were back then in terms of moral values. You know, people back then understood it was their responsibility to work. And I remember stories back in the old days when, you know, people would be working and shoveling a ditch, and someone would drive down the road with in a very lovely car, and the ditch diggers would say, you know what, I'm going to work really hard, I'm going to go to night school, and that's going to be me in a few years. Now, today, if the same thing happens, that person is looked at as, why does that person have that car? I want that car. I should have that car. It's looked at as an entitlement, and people don't want to put in the time. So going back to the virtues that built our great country is what differentiates us from everyone else. I don't know if you realize this, but Washington will announce that 47% of all people who register to pay taxpayers to be taxpayers this year, filing returns, will not pay any income tax. Yet they enjoy the freedom and the benefits that our great country provides. So freedom, unfortunately, instead of a gift, has been looked at as an entitlement recently. And this is the beginning of the end, when freedom is something where the American people and each individual doesn't understand that it must be fought for and protected. It doesn't get passed on in the bloodstream. It's something that costs and something that we all have to work hard for.
All right, David, and that makes sense. Now, one of the more remarkable stories in your book surrounds the virtue of living without regret, and I just love this story. It's a story of a White House policy writer who chucks her job to pursue a career for which she has absolutely no training. Tell us about that story, because I found it very heartwarming.
It's a great story, and the person who chucked her job as a White House policy speechwriter actually went into the food business and had a gourmet food shop, and then from there left and started writing cookbooks. And from there, she was asked to do a television show, cooking show, and she is known as the Barefoot Contessa. Her name is Ina Garten, and she's got a fabulous show on the Food Network. So she looked at her life and said, this is not what I want to be doing, writing policy. I want to be doing something creative. I want to be in an environment that's fun and where there's music and creativity and food and people. And she took a look at her life and said, I'm going to do something different. And it has made all the difference for her.
It certainly has. I mean, she's launched it into a multimedia endeavor. She not only has the television show on Food Network, but she's got books and everything else.
Absolutely.
But I think there's another underlying theme to that show, to that story, isn't there, Andrea, that it didn't just happen overnight. She didn't just say, oh, I'm leaving the White House, and the next thing you know, she's on the Food Network. There was a lot of work and effort put into it to get to where she is today, right?
There absolutely was. She ran her food store for about 15 years or so, and she just said, I'm done with the food business, the food shop. I wanted to do something related to food, but a little different. And she really had to rack her brain to figure out what the next step was. And her husband was the one who suggested she write a cookbook. And she said, oh, I can't write a cookbook. I've never done anything like that. And he said, honey, I think if you set your mind to it, you can. She calls her husband just her rock and says that a lot of her confidence and courage comes from having his support, which is very important, you know, in any family. But she set her mind to it. She did it. And from there, it just took off.
Now, Shades of Julia Child in her first cookbook as well. So that's a wonderful story. Another virtue that you list in the book is integrity. It's one of the 15 virtues that you've got in Letters from Home. And it's hard to find role models for integrity when famous people like Bernie Madoff, Angela Mozillo out here in California, Eliot Spitzer, even President Clinton are out there behaving badly. But you chose a man, Elias Waldman, to exemplify the virtue of integrity. Why did you choose Waldman, and why is he the example that you want to hold out?
Well, Ellis is just a terrific person. He's a great American who still owns an electrical equipment repair supply facility that was handed down from his dad. And he runs his shop based upon good values and good principles. And what we mean by that is integrity and the ability for him to stick to his word and make his commitment. And he walks the talk. And so not only does he set a very strong example for his employees, he expects them to have integrity in terms of what they're doing, because everyone who works for him wears his name, the name of his company. And if we get back to integrity and doing the right thing, maybe we won't need to have all these enforcements and government regulations. If people would just say, I can make money for my employees, we can sell a product or a service, we can provide something good to people around the world and in this country, but we can do it the right way. And people have lost their way when it comes to integrity. And unfortunately, that comes back again full circle to the greed and the entitlement to have things fast and not slow and patient.
We're talking to Andrea and David Reiser, everybody. They're the authors of the new book, Letters from Home, A Wake-Up Call for Success and Wealth. And what I liked about this book is the way in which you wrote it. You actually wrote it as a series of letters to your four children, your four sons. And in each one of the letters, you exhibit a virtue that you want to demonstrate, and then you give a short story behind it. So I want to ask you both, David and Andrea, when you wrote this book, what did you get out of writing the book?
It was an honor and a privilege to write the book, first of all, to really scope out what these virtues were, was the first experience that we had, really boiling it down and looking at people who are successful and fulfilled, who we knew personally. We really wanted to get to the essence, came up with these 15 virtues, and then from there, we wrote these letters to our boys. We've got four teenage boys, and what we thought was, instead of having them emulate and admire celebrities, people they don't know, why don't we look within our own lives? Because everyone can do that. Everyone has people in their own life who are worthy of admiration and respect and honor. So we went within our own life. There were some clients, some family members, some friends, some neighbors. So everyone in the book, our boys, would know and would learn a little bit more about and be able to actually talk to and go to for advice. And we highly encourage people to do that within their own lives. I mean, celebrities are great and fun to watch and really feed the news cycle, but people in your own life, they're accessible and they care about you.
Oh, well said. We're talking to Andrea and David Reiser, authors of the new book, Letters from Home, A Wake-Up Call for Success and Wealth. Very touching. The 15 virtues that you've outlined here are things that we all need to get back in touch with. I would recommend this book as a great Christmas gift or present during the holiday seasons. Thank you guys so much for being my guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Thanks, Billy. So much, Bill.
Take care.